Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. Early education and the legacy of the Michael Charity. On this day, February 25th in the year 1837, Mr. A. Stranach, agent to the trustees of the Michael Charity at Barbados, penned a letter to the editor of the Barbadian newspaper, laying out the interests and work of the charity on the island. The work of the charity was initiated with the introduction of education for the formerly enslaved. In 1833, on the eve of the passage of the Act to Abolish Slavery, the House of Commons granted an annual subsidy of £25,000 for West Indian education, which was to be used for the construction of schools and the training of teachers. By 1837, the grant was increased to £30,000, and some private charitable organizations were also engaged in the project. The Michael Charity was one such organization. It was founded in the 17th century by Dame Jane Michael for the purpose of redeeming the Christian enslaved from the Barbary States. However, its funds remained unused for 165 years, and within those years had increased from £2,000 to £100,000. In 1837, these funds were pressed into service for the purpose of which Dame Michael had established the charity, the redemption of the Christian enslaved. The enslaved in the West Indies benefited from this trust. The charity was non-denominational, and while giving religious and moral instruction, they were able to approach education for the freedmen without the hindrances associated with religious philosophy. With the contributions of the Michael Charity and under the guidance of Mr. Stranach, a school building capable of accommodating 200 students from ages 2 to 6 years old was erected on Baxter's Road. While the building housed the infant school, it was also used as a model school for training teachers and would also be utilized as a night school and a Sunday school for learning. The move to provide religious and secular education to this group of people was significant because from the settlement of the island, they were legally denied education of any kind. Every effort was made to ensure that they were deprived of any opportunity for literacy, religious or secular. It is therefore interesting to note that given the background of keeping the enslaved illiterate, Mr. Stranach used the pages of the newspaper to highlight what he referred to as the ignorance of the children for not knowing their letters, having no knowledge of God, and according to him, they had learned much that was evil. Little ones who scarcely knew their right hand from their left were heard cursing and swearing. By 1840 to 1841, 3 to 4 years after Mr. Stranach established the infant school at Baxter's Road, the funds of the charity had been depleted because the British government had not honored its commitment to West Indian education, but moved to completely end its grant by 1845. It begs the question as to whether there was any real commitment by the British government to education for the freedmen.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.